Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God's justice, blessings, rest upon every one of you. Truly, we do want to roll on this morning. For every one of you, I'm live in the chat room, live on my phone, our calls, on the podcast. May the Lord's riches, blessings, rest upon every one of you. Indeed, our continued prayer. We are blessed and thankful to the Lord for this glorious opportunity. I want to apologize for being late and also to make you laugh. I have been talking for the last 15 minutes, but I had the phone on mute and didn't know it, so. Laughter is medicine, amen. We pray that each and every one of you have a glorious week. We come in agreement with you that this week will be a week of blessings, surprises of the Lord. It will indeed be a week of the manifestation of the promises that Father has promised you, and you have been waiting patiently. Many of us have been waiting for years for the manifestation, and we feel that something good is going to happen to us. Matter of fact, we approved that something good. He woke us up on time this morning. Amen. We're in the land of the living. Regardless of how our situations are, we are still in the land of the living. So that's something to shout about. And so let's give him praise right now. Hallelujah. Hebrews tells us to give him the sacrifice of praise from which he is pleased. So we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And the Lord will say to encourage, to exhort. Many of you have been in battle for a long time. Many of you have found yourselves in dark places. Many of you have been pushing forward. Many of you have been in the fiery furnace. Many of you have been, it seems as though, in the wilderness for 40 years. Seems as though you've been going around the same mountain over and over and over. It seems as though the entire kingdom of darkness has launched attacks on you that you can't even breathe. But I'm here to call a stop to the attacks of the enemy. Jesus Christ, our Savior, says that the attacks stop now. He tells us in Psalm 39 that the enemy, the adversary that goes about seeking whom we may devour, Peter tells us, will no longer hound our heels anymore. Somebody shout hallelujah, hallelujah. So the Lamb of God, for this purpose, he was manifested and he destroyed all the works of the kingdom of darkness. Satan has no legal right over you, child of God. Satan has no legal right over you, child of God. Satan has no right over you, child of God. Let me say that again. Satan has no legal right over you. The kingdom of darkness has no legal right over you to hallow and to follow you. No, the Lord said the truly goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord. He didn't say anything about the kingdom of darkness and Satan's human agents following you. That day and that hour is over. Matter of fact, I tell the kingdom of darkness to stop and hounding the children of God. You are illegal. You're trespassing. We have been forgiven, and there is therefore no more condemnation to us, because we have given our lives to Jesus Christ, and we are living a committed life before him. Even when we mess up, even when we fail up, we are still under the blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to the Lamb of God. Our sins will not be imputed unto us, because we will humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God daily throughout the day and ask him for his forgiveness and ask him to help us and ask him to help our unbelief and ask him to help our unbelief and ask him to help our unbelief, because we refuse to be as the children of Israel. We will not wander in the desert for 40 years because of unbelief, because of doubt, because of looking at the circumstances in front of us. If God said that he or she is yours, he or she is yours. If God says that this is that is yours, this and that is yours. Why? Because there is nothing too hard for our God. There is nothing too hard for our who is a true and living God, who is everlasting to everlasting. And let the church say, amen. Father, we thank you on this morning for reminding us of who we are in you, that we are heirs and joint heirs, that we are the sons of God, that the world is waiting to manifest. And Father, we thank you that we will begin to manifest and walk on our purpose and walk on our victory on the same. We will be like David. We will not turn to the left or to the right. And we will not put on anybody else's armor. For you alone is our armor. When we have you, we have more than enough. When we have you, we have more than enough. For you are with us as a mighty warrior. We are your little sheep. You have engraved us in the palm of your hand. You shall never forget us, for you know what we're going through. You've seen the buffering of the enemy. You've seen the enemy walking over us. You've seen the enemy buffering us and blowing and huffing and puffing. And you say, today, your huff and your puff manifest on you and will no longer harass the God of God. Hallelujah. For I have commanded the blessings to overtake. Speak peace to your mind, peace to your spirit. Hallelujah. Many of you have been worn down by the wicked one. But we say today that the Lord will release ministering angels to minister to us, to re-strengthen us, and to encourage us. Many of you have been under attack by the enemy that knows from you. You have favor with now, you don't have any favor. But we shut down that block, that dragon snare. We decree and declare that today you will receive a phone call from that. And they will happily help you again. No one going to give you help, Oscar. God, we serve is able. He promised to uphold us with his righteous right and fight for us. And he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Have he not spoken it and said he not do it? Have he not said it and said he not make it good? I get the Holy Ghost, faith to decree and declare a third day resurrection. I decree and declare a third day resurrection on everyone that will be sent to this minister. I decree and declare that as Jesus, our Savior, was raised triumphantly on the third day, I decree and declare that we will be raised. Your finances, your ministry, all your dormant dreams, everything. Stolen and sabotaged from you will be returned and you will be resurrected in 3 days, the Lord said. Hallelujah. And never lose anything again, and the enemy will never come against you ever again. Because the Lord, our Savior, is around you as Mount Zion from now to Jerusalem. So do not fear, do not worry. Cast down that vain imagination and every idea that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We don't serve a God like that. He's not going to allow you to go into your future, into your destiny, looking over your shoulder, wondering if the past is going to have no. That bind, that tormented and harassing devil. And I cast it down to the pit of hell, bound and chained in eternal sorrow. You will not harass these children of God ever and ever. They have been free and set free, and they are free indeed. And I command, as the Lord spoke to Moses and said, those who had hounded you and were looking for you, they are dead. I decree and declare that everything and everybody from our past is dead. And his ass is dust to dust. So go into your future boldly. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory. But we have a good shepherd, and he'll never leave us or fail us or forsake us. So, Father, as we decree the word that you want to create and declare, we pray that you would fresh bread from heaven, that you would come in and that you would teach us what you want. May we give you praise. Amen. Those of you who have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Joel, chapter 2. Joel, chapter 2. And then we'll go to Acts, chapter 1 and chapter 2. Amen. So we are celebrating Pentecost. Amen. The word of the Lord tells us in Joel chapter 2, verse 1, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Put a pin there. Put a circle around it. Highlight that little part right there. Good old Kelby. Okay. Go to verse 20. Verse 20, 25. Well, 23. We're going to read 23 through 32. Well, we got to decrease some things in the air. Well, I'm going to go up to verse 22. Many of you have been fearful and afraid. Be not afraid of the wicked beasts of the field. Now, whenever you see beasts, that type of thing, not only is it speaking of natural beasts, but it's also speaking of descriptions that the Lord uses to describe the kingdom of darkness. Amen? The kingdom of darkness. You could look at the book of Daniel and it'll give you an example that the various nations were often referred to as different beasts. Like, for example, the bear. We know that the bear is what? Commonly, it's Israel. We know that the eagle, down through the years, have represented different nations and different countries. So, and then when you look in Genesis, you see that the Lord even used the serpent to represent Satan. Amen. The devil, the wicked one. So, verse 22, be not afraid. So do not be afraid of the beast. Remember the Lord Jesus himself said, I give you authority, I give you power to tread over serpents and scorpions. Now, he's not literally speaking, telling you to go and get a natural scorpion of the animal kingdom. Don't tempt the Lord. I mean, that's foolishness. Why would you go get a poisonous thing? Why would you go and pick something up consciously knowing that it would sting you? So it is with sin. Why do you keep going to the sin? That's why he tells us the Hebrews, lay aside every weight that so easily besets us. Be not afraid, and Father, help us to lay aside every weight. We want to lay aside, but we can't do it on our own. So we yield our members to yours, for you to help us to walk victorious in every area of our lives. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. Now, pastures here, he's speaking of the fields, the gardens, that type of thing. Meaning your land, your finances, everything that Satan has come and hijacked, it will begin to spring forth. Listen, be not afraid. Remember Isaiah? Isaiah 54 tells us that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a little power and sound mind. That's in Timothy in the New Testament. But in Isaiah, he tells us that the oppressor and his oppression, the intimidator and his fear will not come to us. So don't be afraid. Verse 23, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain, and he will cause to come down the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. He's going to do what? He's restoring you. I decree and declare that your strength, your favor that you had with those decision makers that the enemy has used his magical arts to turn away. I decree and declare that favor will be returned to you today. you will hear from them, and they will be rejoiceful and glad to help you. We decree that you have permanent, perpetual favor with those who are in positions of decision-making and resources. Your name no longer has a stain. Your name is under the blood, and it brings joy and fear to the hater, but joy to those persons who are in leadership positions and decision-making decisions permanently. And when your gift make room for you, you will stay there. You will not do or say anything out of order. Hallelujah. For you have been taught well how to hold your peace. Your discernment is sharp as an eagle. You can renounce the devil and keep on going. God has prepared you very well for your future that will begin to manifest even today. I decree and declare you will begin to hear from your Ruth and from your Boaz on a daily basis with love and with joy from each one. Oh, glory to God. Without hindrance or delay. I have to speak with God first. Speak. Good God, I'm with him. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and do not be fearful. Even Mephibosheth, when he was in Zorobar, did not know that there was a word decreed over his life. I feel it. When he was in Zorobar, in fighting bouts of depression, low self-esteem, and the enemy started oppressing him, the king had declared a word, and that word did not return void. Oh, I feel my help here. Somebody need this word. You've been going through so much. You've been battling so much. The enemy wanted to make you think that it wasn't going to happen. But I'm here to tell you, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Please don't give up on God. Because he'll never give up on you. He is always on time and time. And he hadn't brought you this far to leave. He's a good God. He's a compassionate God. He's a loving God. Please don't ever doubt him. He's gonna make a way for you. He's already here. He's teaching you to depend on him and not man. So depend on him. If one thing stops, I mean, he got something else that's about to manifest that's better. But don't be mad or bitter. They serve their time, they just can't go over to your future. And still love them. Jesus is on your side. You are more than the conqueror. That's why the key to the darkness hates you. Because every time they see you, it reminds them that they are failure. Every time they do you dirty, you be quiet. You hitting them. Keep on going. Don't say nothing. Just keep on going. Just say to yourself, yeah, I saw what you did. But my human punch won't work. So I give it to my savior. Because he know exactly what to hit you at. And those of you who have been under attack, don't worry about it. They're going to reap what they sow, and they're going to begin to reap what they're doing. Vengeance belongs to God, and God shall not be mocked. He will never allow the wicked to triumph over his children. He has never had, and he never will. He is in the start now. And when you give your life to Jesus, are you living a committed life? The Abrahamic covenant becomes activated over your life. And what did he tell us in the Abrahamic covenant? Whosoever curse you, I will curse him. Why did he distinct like that? Because it's a choice to array yourself against somebody. Just like it's a choice for you to choose not to allow their wickedness to come against you. It's a choice for them. They keep coming against you. But really, they coming against themselves. And really, they coming against Jesus. So you know you're victorious, because Jesus already defeated the two with all this way. They fight themselves. And they've gotten themselves in such a deep pit that Jesus himself is manifesting on your behalf today to shut them down. You've held on. You've endured. And they have done you dirty. They've done stuff that you don't even know they've done. And it's too despicable to even bring it forth. But God says today, through his prophet, his Levite, his apostle that he chose and ordained and groomed for such a time as this, me, that is over. It's finished. And you have come forth with pure gold. You kept on pushing. You kept pressing. You like the woman with issue of blood. She was on the ground by the time she touched the hem of his garment. That's why she couldn't be seen, because she was crawling. Sometimes you got to show forth your faith. How bad do you want it? That's why Jesus would say, what would you have me to do? And he's still saying it today, what would you have me to do? I'll do it. That's why he said, ask. In my name, and it shall be given. So, Father, we ask for complete freedom from the wicked one and his human agents. No more being hounded and harassed and followed and monitored. No more being restricted in our homes and wherever we go. Like we somebody's prisoner. The devil is a liar. You didn't come to shed your sweet blood. For another human, to think they got control. We bind that Jezebel spirit. And we command that you send forth the hounds of heaven to kill that devil off of the children of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Breathe life on us again. Breathe our joy back into us again. Breathe our fight back into us again. Many of us have just been existing, waiting, hoping for you, but come and get us. But you gave us a glimpse of our future here on earth. that if we just hold on to you a little bit longer, we'll begin to hold tangibly. The promises that you promised us. So hold on, my sisters and brothers. Just like the promise of the Holy Ghost. And in the fullness of time it came, which is Pentecost. So, your blessings will begin to manifest today. I love you in the love of Jesus. Go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God. Knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And again, just as Pentecost came in the fullness of time, so shall your blessings begin to manifest.